Green Divas and Green Dudes come in many shades of green. Here to help you discover and celebrate your personal shade of green are hosts Green Diva Meg and Maxine Margot, veteran radio chicks who share important news about climate change and the plight of human existence, but somehow manage to make most of it fun and sexy using at least 50 shades of green. Well, hey there. Welcome to 50 Shades of Green Divas. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
Green Diva Max.
Woohoo!
But we turned kind of pink.
Yeah, we did.
We've got pink hats for the Pussy Hat Project. I got to go in front of Trump Tower and wear it. And I turned around, not on camera,
so cute too.
But I gave him a giant finger, and it wasn't my pointer. So...
Wow.
That's where that's
you
started.
Rebel you.
I rebel. That's me, you know.
Yeah, well, today was a big day. And we're recording this on the day mm-hmm. of the Women's March
right.
and the sister marches all over the globe. And I was able to participate in one in Pompton Plains, New Jersey, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, where the hell's that?
Yeah, where the heck's that?
And it is. It's not a big town.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, it's going to be me and a couple dozen other people, you know.
And a lot of Pomptons.
Feeling good.
Pom-poms.
Pom-poms.
Were they pink pom-poms?
Well, you know what? I made a whole mess of these pea hats.
Right.
We're calling them pea hats. And, so I had a little posse, little pea hat posse. And I was shocked. There was over 1,000 people at least. They just kept growing. They had to close the street because there were so many people.
That's... And quite amazing for such a small area.
Yesterday, the day.
I don't know what to call it.
Hope died, or left the White House at least.
Hope left the White House, but it transferred to millions of people today.
It really did.
So,
but you know, I woke up yesterday and I kind of had already planned on not watching media and mm-hmm. minimizing any kind of social media because I did not want to see it.
Me
but
too.
I had... Just woke up and I was like sick to my stomach.
Me too.
And at one point, my chest, I thought, I'm having a heart attack. What's going on here?
Or a panic attack.
And I realized that I was having panic and mm-hmm. then I just wanted to cry. And I thought, what the hell is this? And when I like sat and got in touch with it, I thought, this really, I'm having my feelings about all this, but I'm also kind of an empath and the energy must have been so thick with people who mm-hmm. were. Really, really concerned.
Yeah.
That would be like a euphemism for freaking out.
Yeah.
And then when I did go to Facebook and I saw all these people describing similar symptoms.
Yeah, it's probably something that the medical profession will be involved with because I think there's such a high level of this feeling of, you know, mental anguish.
Yeah.
And mental things turn into physical things, you know, so,
yeah.
But I'm trying to not get that way today.
Antidote was today.
Exactly.
It was the complete opposite. And I think that's why we do what we do sometimes. Mm-hmm. Somebody said to me, why are you marching? I'm like, well, partly to make myself feel better. Like there mm-hmm. are other people that I can, you know, kind of commune with and share these feelings. And that is good. But also send a message to Mr. Orange Pants.
Mm-hmm.
And also the infrastructure is now there. There are millions of women around the world connected in a way that have not been before.
Yeah, I when I was in front of the Trump Tower with my pea hat, and there were people there, including a group of people from Jews for Jesus, and they had this board that they wanted people to write down their thoughts, and they asked me, and I said, well, I don't really want to write it. I don't know because they said, well, do you have any hope? And that was their question, and I said, you know, honestly. At this particular moment, no. But the only thing I can say is I think we've reached such a low point
mm-hmm.
that there's nowhere else to go but up.
Yeah.
And they said, can we write that down? And I'm like, knock yourself out. You know.
I have heard it described, and I tend to feel that it's true. It resonates with me that this is a collective bottom. Trump, in my humble opinion, seems to
embody the shadow. You know what I mean? Like the ugly American shadow, mm-hmm. the loud, obnoxious, not very well educated, and, you know, bully, like everything that
Biff from Back to the Future.
Yeah, exactly. he does, you know. I mean, I really don't know him personally, but
neither do I.
I don't care to. I'm trying to be hopeful that there is some good in him and that there will be good things that come through. But in the meantime, I do believe that there is some collective bottom occurring that is calling all of us to come. And that's what was happening today. Mm-hmm. People were just like flocking out of their homes and into their communities and saying, no, 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 no. Now, there were Trump supporters at this thing.
Sure. Of course.
It was a small group of kids that were 12 years old. And I kid you not, a mother set up these kids with one Trump sign, and they were like, it was like ridiculous. I thought, why would she put them out in a whole crowd of people that are marching?
Put yourself out, you coward. Sorry.
Pretty much, yeah. It was a little weird.
I mean, again, there are people who supported Trump, and that's their right. Because, you know, right now as I'm standing on the floor, it's still America.
Yeah.
Although when the first thing the administration has done is get rid of climate change and the words on their website,
right.
and get saying that they're going to get rid of the National Endowment for the Arts and cut back or cut
wipe
down
out
or
the
cut
EPA,
out
yeah.
well the EPA, PBS,
yeah.
NPR,
yeah.
that is usually a sign
Planned
of
Parenthood.
An authoritarian.
Yeah.
I'll use the word fascist. I'll use the word Weimar Republic.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought in my life that I would see this.
Yep.
But then, you know, right now there's such an outcry, which we have to keep going.
Yeah.
We can't just do this once.
No, I don't think it's going to be just once. I think now, like I said, I think the infrastructure is there so that now when stuff starts to happen, we are active. We're activated. I feel like the Manchurian Candidate in a positive way.
So
like we're all like sort of activated. Our positive souls are waking up and going, wait a minute. I got to take action. I can't just sit around and complain about this. I got to get out there.
Get away from your devices, you know, and go out.
So I had my mic with me today,
mm-hmm.
and I got a chance to speak to the organizer, who was an 84-year-old woman.
Was it a raging granny?
It was an awesome rage. Well, she didn't seem raging to me, but I just really was impressed.
I love that group.
It's funny because, and she may have been, I don't know. Mm. When we first found that this was the only one in our county, and mm-hmm. actually there's only a handful of these things in New Jersey, so I think six. And then I found out that it was sort of coinciding with a senior citizen march. I was like a little bit like, oh, okay.
They know things, though. They've lived through this.
I was so proud to be with these people. And actually, it was everybody. There were lots of families, lots of children. But here, before I prattle on too much, let's hear what she has to say.
Hi, I'm Pat Thaler, and one of the organizers of the march. We're here in Pequannock, New Jersey. This is an effort to bring together people who were not able to go to the Women's March in Washington for a variety of reasons, but need to have a place to express their feelings about the new administration. We're concerned about some of the things that we've fought for over the years, women's rights, choice, the environment, things like that. So there are lots of people here, men and women, and we hope we can make a difference.
Okay, so I also had a chance, and I was really impressed with the law enforcement at this thing. Of course, I mm-hmm. think they thought, there's mm-hmm. like 50 people will show up, right?
Wearing pink hats, yeah.
So I said, you know, it's kind of early on, and there was a couple hundred people, which I thought was impressive. And I got a chance to speak to the police chief, and he was really kind of cool. And he you'll hear what he had to say. Listen up.
I'm Brian Spring. I'm the police chief. We're here today just to mainly protect these people's right to do what they're doing.
And did you anticipate the crowd that we're getting?
Yeah, we knew it was. We knew a couple days ago it was going to be relatively crowded, so we're prepared for it.
So far, no problems. Don't anticipate any.
No, we've been assured by the organizer that they were going to keep it nice and mellow, and seems to be good people here, so I don't anticipate any problems.
By the way, I've been a knitting fool, and part of everybody's asking me, why are you knitting all these hats? And everybody wanted one, and they wanted to pay me. I said, oh no, this is my donation.
I'll give you a dollar. I got a good one.
Whatever. Yeah, you got a cute one.
I got a cute one.
And they're all different colors. It's 50 shades of pink is what it is.
Not 50 shades of green, but pink today. Pink, pink.
But people keep asking me, why are you doing this? I mean, I made 14 pea hats, and they went to D.C. and Asbury Park, Boston.
I guess you take pictures, so you can put it on the web. You know?
I do. I do that, have a lot of pictures
that,
now.
That would be cool.
And they're all – but the reason I started doing this was because I knew I wasn't going to go to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I wanted to do something. And there was this sort of pent-up, anxious energy in me. And knitting was kind of like, well, I could do that. It's right. Sort of this mindless thing that made me
feel – made you feel better. It made you feel good
it
about
really did.
It.
Even though I'm not a great knitter, this was not a terribly complicated – pattern. I figured it out after 3 hours of trying.
Oh, really?
The first one was like, rip it out, try again, rip it out, try again.
But you got it. You got it good. I got a really good one, and I'm wearing it. And
I'm going to wear mine. And then somebody, I had posted a few pictures today, and somebody said, hey, you should make those in green. I thought, oh boy.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
We can make green like ferns, fern hats. We can have the mini ferns of green. Or as my brother would always say, how's your fern?
How's your fern?
Phil was a girl, he'd be Fern. Hi, Phil.
Oh, that's so funny. Phil Fern.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but he came out of Phil. That's a good thing. It's always a good thing.
So there were so many people of every age and walk of life. And there was a lot of kids. A lot of parents brought their children. There were children in strollers. There was one little gal, toddler with a sign, Toddlers for Tolerance.
Wow.
The signs were fantastic. I have lots of pictures. There was one young woman who I got a chance to speak to. And for some reason, the recording is a little low, but I was really impressed with this young lady.
Sophia.
Whoa, something's happening, Sophia. Tell us why you're here.
Because I don't think that's fair that Donald Trump won.
And where are you from, Sophia?
I'm from Lincoln Park.
All right. Is this your first activist march?
Yeah.
You come with your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
Tell us who you are.
I'm Jen Sarah.
And Jen, why did you bring your daughter here today?
I feel like it's really important to, you know, she has friends who she comes home from school crying that her friend Mikey's going to get sent back to Mexico and worried about her Muslim friends. And, you know, she felt like it's really important that we want to stand up for the rights of all Americans.
Sophia and her mom, and there were so many mothers, so many grandmothers and fathers, lots of men, and dogs.
Yay, dogs.
Yay, dogs. I found Gracie's doppelganger.
Well, we know it rhymes with Trump. You dogs out there.
It's
called
it.
Dump.
Dump it.
Dump it. dump it. We'll see what happens when you dump it.
That sounds like a song.
Yeah, well, it was a song.
Dump it.
I'm going to make it up. We'll have the parody guy do it.
Yeah.
You know, these marchers, I mean, there was a big one in New York City. You know, I couldn't get there as well, but I already have.
Yeah, but you did your
reports.
Time in front of Trump Tower.
I started off because I kicked it off like, you know, the day before.
Yeah.
And so that was my little, you know, foray into it. And I was able to speak to these two lovely ladies while I was there. They took the picture. And they were basically also saying, you know, they're shaking their heads and like, how are we going to do this? We have to get through this. There's no other way. Mm-hmm. And it is just, you know, you can tell that they were so, you know, struck by what this guy is preparing to do.
Right.
And to me, when he already has done things to try to make things worse, not better. The government's supposed to help.
I know.
You know, it's for the people. And this is not
happening.
Well,
and he is, by the way, our employee.
Yes, he works for us, but yeah. I don't think he knows that.
No, we got to make sure he remembers that.
Well, that's why I have a domain name that I have trying to figure out what to do with, and I bought it a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called thereareoreofus.com. So, folks out there in radio world, we need to get input from America.
Okay.
So we're going to get that site going and figure out thereareoreofus.com. What are we going to do with that?
Right.
How are we going to make it in a really good site?
So the other thing that occurred is people's spirits were rising and people were becoming energized and having fun. And it became really like a good community of hope, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our shows upcoming, we're talking to some folk singers about, you know, activism and music involved with inspiring people and social change. And so people started singing, and these people were harmonizing, and they were marching with their families. They had kids and signs, and they were singing "This Land Is Your Land."
Hmm.
I was like, oh, my God, I sang a little bit, which is embarrassing, but I couldn't help myself.
Oh, you sing well. What's the problem?
I was harmonizing, and then I think I went off the trail a little bit, but, you know.
The harmony trail came to a sudden jerk in the road.
Oh, my God.
But that's okay.
So I'm going to leave you with that. I hope that this is the beginning. If you couldn't make any of the marches, I'm sure you were there in spirit. And if not, there will be more.
Right. And get active and be conscious about what's happening in and around you, not just your little backyard, although that being in your backyard and knowing what's going on can help too.
Yeah, I was really impressed with my backyard.
There you go.
This land was made for you and me.
One more time.
Woo! This land is your land. This land is my land.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the 50 Shades of Green, a collaborative gig between the Green Divas and the Many Shades of Green radio shows, happily recorded at Green Diva Studio. Be sure to look for this and other Green Diva Network podcasts and the Many Shades of Green on iHeartRadio, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and Stitcher, among other places. You can find more information about this show and much more on thegreendivas.com.